Rebuilding Akron as a 21st century city could mean overhauling zoning codes, embracing its historical architecture, and putting city streets on a diet by narrowing freeway-sized lanes to pedestrian-friendly paths. Those were among the steps highlighted at a conference at the John S. Knight Center on ways to rebuild the city's population to 250,000 by 2050. Jeff Speck advocates for walkable cities, so much so that the title of his latest book claims they could save America. But he also advocates for bikes and even cars in a city that understands how they can work together. Speck preached that message the last time he came to Akron, 7 years ago. And he says one of the biggest changes he's seen since then is dedicated bike lanes in downtown Akron. Another is the decommissioning of the Innerbelt Highway.
You also see the very strange condition of Highway 59's having been vacated, which was a good move, although I should say that the real move would have been not to build it in the first place, and it's a bit of a challenging opportunity because I'm a little concerned that investment in redeveloping that part of town would actually draw investment away from places where there's more people and stuff.
But why not dive all in for 31 acres near downtown? Why not make that your jewel?
I could see that if there's some other entity that wishes to do that, they should be welcome. My point is that there's a lot of missing teeth downtown. There's a lot of streets downtown that need more attention. There's a lot of stuff already happening in the city core where I think money could be better spent. I wouldn't in any way discourage the redevelopment of that site. I just wouldn't want to see much public money going to it until we focused on the heart of the city where the people are.
Let's talk about that heart of the city where the people are. What do you see as top priority?
The city has already shown a laudable focus on putting in good bike facilities, not just bike lanes, but protected bike lanes. I'm always telling people that don't be surprised if you don't see a lot of cyclists quickly, because until you have a real network that connects people to places they need to go, you won't see it. The second thing the city is also already pursuing are the one-way streets that are being converted back to two-way. Dozens, literally dozens of cities are realizing the mistake they made by turning these streets into essentially one-way freeways.
You mentioned bike lanes as paying dividends for drivers.
The bike lanes make streets safer for everybody. You see fewer accidents and injury accidents, not just for cyclists, but for pedestrians and for drivers. When protected bike lanes are introduced, different studies have shown injury accidents to all users dropping by as much as 68%. Also, interestingly, they haven't seemed to increase congestion at all, because they result in a tighter street that has people driving a little more calmly, but still signals are signals, and they get through the signals with about the same speed that they did before.
Speck says another thing Akron needs to do is fill in what he calls the gap teeth downtown, open lots that are uninteresting and unattractive.
For some reason, I have a real bone to pick. I don't know why it's bothered me more than most places in most cities, but the gap across the street from your ballpark is the absolute worst place to have that parking lot. You've got almost a mile of streets with nice edges to it that just breaks open. We call it, you know, a tear in the urban fabric that happens right across the street from what should be kind of ground zero for having fun in downtown Akron. And you don't need to remove that entire parking lot, although you could. What you really need to do is just have a building that's normal depth, like 60 feet deep, which is one segment of that parking lot. To have a building up against the sidewalk in that location would fundamentally change the feel of the best part of your main street.
You mentioned millennials wanting to live in cities. Most of them grew up in the burbs. Why are cities attractive to them?
Isn't that funny? I've often asked myself, why does this generation that grew up more suburban than mine have such a longing to live in cities? And the data shows that 77% of millennials will tell you they want to live in America's urban cores. And I think it may be because their experience of the suburbs as children was kind of being captive, folks being chauffeured in the back of cars that they didn't control. And I think maybe they associate driving with that feeling of disempowerment.
Urban planner Jeff Speck says everything from shorter blocks to public art help create cities those millennials and others want to embrace, because they do four things. They're useful, safe, comfortable, and interesting. I'm ML Schultze, 89.7 WKSU.